God rewards action. When you do everything you can to remedy your situation, God recognizes that and allows more good things to fall your way. Waiting for money to fall out of the sky just doesn't work. God helps those who help themselves. In other words, God won't do what you can't until you get up and do what you can. So work hard to find your own way out of your financial pickle while relying on Him to show you what that way is. So take some action. These are things to do to battle financial problems, because God is bigger than your financial problems. Coming up is Pastor Stanley Mathis of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and Paradise Ministries right here. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Blessed with a brain to articulate, to be able to share, to expound, to use words that we sometimes don't even know or comprehend, but the brain God has given us so that you can think and process and create. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made to create things. It is not an accident that we can build houses and that we can articulate and we can say things and do things. Why? Because God says, I put all of that in you. It is not an accident that when we go out and all of a sudden we have tremendous ideas on how we can get things done. It's not an accident, because you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. And God has put a little bit of His attribute in us so that we can do miraculous things. What are we doing with the things that God has placed in us? God was putting into man some of those great attributes so that we could act in accordance to His will and His purpose here on earth. And now we know why God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. My brothers and sisters, God is spiritual. He is not a body of flesh and blood as we are. He is not subject to limitations of time, space, sickness, and death. God is a spirit, and God is not a ghost. When we think of God's personality, He is not just a force, influence, or power. God does what any person could do. He acts, He grieves, He feels, He loves, He punishes, and He thinks. He acts. He was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night for the children of Israel. He grieves. He grieves for the children, for the condition of the city and the sins of the world. He feels. God feels our pain as well as our sorrow. The agonizing pain of the cross. He loves. God is love, and He sent His Son to demonstrate that love. He punishes. Judgment is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. He thinks he is omniscient. He knows all things. There is nothing that he does not know. The hairs on our head, the beginning from our end, God knows it all. David said, there's something unique about this God, because it's all about you, God. And so David said, in those first three verses, he said, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. When we speak honorably of God, our words are graciously interpreted and accepted as an exalting or praising of him. David said in that second verse, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. This is not just a Sunday thing. When we think about what God has done, we should praise him every day. It is not just coming into a worship experience on Sunday morning and start praising and shouting and sweating, but it is about every day that God has given us. He woke you up this morning. He clothed you in your right mind. He gave you life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. No matter what you are going through, each and every day is a day we should be blessing and thanking the Lord for who he is and what he has done in our life. Yes. For we think about him, and his greatness is unsearchable. God is great. No one can comprehend or understand his depth. God's greatness is praise universally by each generation, and they will declare God's mighty act. What acts by God can you praise him for? What acts have he demonstrated in your life? You know, I was talking to Kenyatta this morning, and I was sharing with her some things that it happened, or she was sharing with me. And I shared with her, I said, you know, the day that I prayed for you, I said, I didn't even know you had an accident. And I said, the day that I put my hand on your head, I said, I didn't even see the scars on you. And she shared with me just a moment. She said, you know, Pastor, she said, you didn't even have your eyes open. I didn't even know that. And so when the Lord allow the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon me, I do things that I'm not even aware that I'm doing. Yeah, yeah. I just know that God has a purpose and a plan for what he is doing. He is blessing, restoring, healing, regenerating. God is up to something. He's letting you and I know that I'm here. And there are times that we wrestle with what God is doing. Just receive it. Just receive it. There are times that we get caught up in personality clacks. We get caught up in cliques and division. There are times we get caught up in so many things. But it ain't about us. It's about him. This is all about you, Lord. And if it is all about you, we can set aside our petty differences. And we can set aside our differences. And we can praise and magnify him, because it is not about us. It's about him. Adam and Eve praised him because of their reverence to him. Abraham praised him because he was faithful. He became faithful. And his faith became, he became the father of many nations. Isaac, even not knowing that he was the offering, praised him. Jacob, as he wrestled with God, praised him. Joseph, sent to become the preserver of his people, each one of them had one thing in common. They praised God for whatever situation they were in. Adam and Eve messed up. But Jesus says, I have a purpose and a plan, even for your mess ups. But Pastor, you don't know my story, but the Lord does. You know, I don't care what you're going through in life. I don't even care what people are saying about you. God knows everything about us. And because God knows everything about us, it doesn't matter what men say about us. What does matter is what God thinks about you. And here's what I have learned, and this is what I understood. The Lord didn't come here for holy and righteous folk. Those are already here. The Lord came here for those who don't know him and have a relationship with him. I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to those who are lost and those who are trying to find their way to the Lord. And the power of the Holy Spirit is that element that gets down on the inside of us and changes our exterior and moves something out of us into a unique position with him. And out of all of these men I just mentioned, Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, we can go farther along and talk about Moses and Caleb. We can talk about Joshua. We can go on and talk about the women, Ruth and Esther. Yeah. All of these were not perfect people, and neither are we. But thank God, he said, I will make you into what I desire for you to be. For we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Your perfection has never been in what you are, but it is what Christ is making of you. And in this world, we will be in perils. And in this world, there will be trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer, because the Lord has overcome the world. All nationality praise him because of respect and admiration for him. Secondly, we see God's goodness in verse 7 through 10. David said, thou shalt abundantly utter the memories of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over his work. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and the saints shall bless thee. My brothers and sisters, every single thing that God made will praise him. You notice I qualified that because I said every single thing that God made praised him. Fish in the sea, fowls in the air, the clouds, the stars, the moon, the sun. But when it comes to man, guess what, Dwayne? He didn't call us good either. Everything he made, he said, and it was good. But when it came to man, he didn't say man was good. Why? Because God is omniscient. God knew what he had placed in man had the propensity, the ability, under what we call the free will, to mess up. And that free will is within each and every one of us today. We have the propensity to be good, but we also have the propensity not to be good. And God will never make us be good. He will share his word, and that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. My brothers and sisters, everything that God made will praise him, willingly or unwillingly. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. God looks at what he created with compassion. For his compassion is his love. He alone said that everything he created was good, but only God came calling upon each and every one of us. Adam, where are you? God is calling us because God wants a relationship with us. And because of that, God, even when we mess up, God is slow to anger. God is kind and merciful and full of love. He is slow to anger. I know I've done some stuff in life that I could have been judged for, but God is slow to anger and slow to judge me for what I have done in my life. What about you? How many times have God been slow to judge each and every one of us? How many times have he showed us mercy each and every day? And God is good to all. He showed compassion over all creation, black men, white men, Jews, Gentiles. All men are precious in his sight. And thirdly, we